feel like our generation are very awkward at meeting people in person anyway. We're much happier to talk to each other over Snapchat or on Tinder. I'm Generation Z.
So you're the brand new generation. How old are you?
I'm 22, so I'm just in the older bracket of Gen Z.
So you prefer to actually chat to a potential partner online?
Sure, I think
than in
so,
person.
Yeah.
And are you in a relationship?
I am, yeah.
And do you actually physically get to be with the person, or is it all through the internet?
Usually through the internet.
And you would see that as a relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. Sharing things with each other the whole time, talking about things going on.
And have you ever held hands with this boy?
Yeah, we've seen each other. We started before the pandemic started, so.
And when was the last time you actually got close to him in person?
Good few weeks ago now.
So that's frustrating, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
But you're doing your best to carry on with the rules.
Yeah.
And would you ask him to perhaps make sure he's vaccinated before you got intimate?
I think that's definitely a responsible thing that people of our generation should consider. Yeah, it's very difficult. I don't think, you know, saying that I want to meet a boy up the country is a valid enough reason to give someone a vaccination when there's first-line workers and elderly people still waiting for it in this country. I mean, in an ideal world, yeah, absolutely.
I do feel sorry for people in their 20s. I know a lot of people have been, you know, probably misbehaving and having parties and whatnot. But if I was in my 20s, can I say I wouldn't do the same thing? I genuinely don't
so
think
So you
I
would be tempted to have a party and perhaps hook up with someone if you were in your 20s?
I probably would. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I probably would. It's been a long year for a lot of people. If alcohol's involved, a lot of things are thrown out the window. And lust definitely takes over. I mean, let's be honest about it.
You're 23 years of age. How can you get into a relationship through the pandemic? How do you make it last, and can you?
Well, I'm actually in a full-time relationship at the moment. Where did I meet him? We're from the same location, so we live quite close to each other.
So you can get round, I suppose, the 5K rule that
yeah,
way.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And are you stuck with him now? Because you can't really go out with anyone else, can you?
I'm glad to be stuck with him, yeah. For me anyways, I'd like to meet a person physically rather than online, but I suppose everyone does have their own opinions on that.
And should there be a kind of sort of vaccination rule where a couple or a boy and a girl would say, look, we're only going to get intimate if you're vaccinated?
I suppose I'm in a position where I live very close to my boyfriend, but if there was a big distance between us, I would like to have the vaccine quicker.
I think until the time where kind of vaccines are out to everyone, you're not really going to be meeting people.
So have you met anyone, any romantic interest in the last year since the pandemic started?
In level 3 during December, when we went back, things were open again. I did meet up a few people, but again.
But it hasn't gone further.
Well, I've been texting them since, like, but yeah.
So just text.
You can't meet up, you know.
You can't meet up.
No, of course.
Could you not just say, look, move in with me. Let's become a bubble. Let's be in the same household.
Like, you know, I've only been talking to them kind of 3 months or so, and they live at home. I can't have a college student.
You can't exactly
afford.
Move in with, no. With her parents, could you?
No, of course not, no.
So it must be so hard then to have an intimate relationship.
At the moment, yeah, it's impossible. Like, you can't keep anything going. Like, really, it's unfortunate. But honestly, I'm open to any kind of relationship.
Some of my friends have just gotten into relationships in lockdown, and yeah, they seem to make it work. They really don't have a problem. I think it's students, especially. It's not really hard to meet people because you're always living with new people, or your friends are living with new people and things
and
like that.
And you feel like you're in a bubble if you're all in accommodation together. You could hook up with someone in your house even, could you?
Yeah, really not advised. But yeah, I suppose you could.
So let's say you meet a boy and you fancy him and he fancies you. Can you kiss him, or is it just hand-holding? You can't even hold his hand. You just walk
not, no,
2 meters?
Just to be safe, probably not, no.
So have you had a relationship in the last year?
I haven't, no.
And do you miss boys?
Not really, I have my friends. We're actually very lucky because we have a kind of a close group around us, so we all kind of just stick together in the one circle. And there's about 10 of us, so we're so far, we all live together, like, so.
So you could be in a relationship with them and that's it, like a family?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's also mental health, you know, to be trapped inside of the house and not be driven mad.
Is it hard to meet someone in lockdown and perhaps have a relationship with them and kiss them?
Oh, yeah. It is impossible. It is impossible to meet new... How are you going to meet new people? Like, it's not something... You don't feel safe. You don't know what the others are doing.
So there's no love right now?
No.
How difficult is it to meet anybody?
It's really hard. It's really, really funny looking. Yeah, that's my
tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah.
So how do you do it? I mean, obviously there's all these different rules in place. How do you meet someone right now? Is it just online? Do you meet them for a walk? You can't hold hands, or do you join a kind of bubble? But then how do you know, because you haven't kissed them yet?
Tinder's.
So Tinder's still quite good.
Probably maybe you'd give people probably more of a chance.
If you wanted to, there's social media, but I'm good.
So you social media, you just send smiley pictures to each other?
Yeah, sure, if that's what you're into.
Society has changed in my view from the point of view, like you've Tinder, you've Grindr, you've all those, you know, meetup apps.
It goes all on Instagram.
But can you have a physical relationship? I mean, can you take that chance? Or would you wait for the vaccinations to come in? Would you expect the person to be vaccinated?
I definitely wouldn't take the chance, like, with the cases the way they are, I think it's better to wait a little and be conscious that, like, we need to be careful.
I wouldn't be taking the chance
at
either.
At the moment. Like, you don't know as well, like, if you don't, you just met someone and you are chatting with that person on any kind of social network, Instagram or Tinder or whatever, and then you meet, you don't know, like, the people that you are in contact as well, so you need to be very careful with that. But like, there's young people, so I don't know, like, we are all in our 30s already.
I don't think
so
that stops young people either, though.
I don't think they are, maybe.
Like, you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
For your age group too, it's very difficult for single people, isn't it?
Correct.
It is.
To take that leap, and a year perhaps being single, or a year not having a physical relationship.
Well, I think that definitely contributes to mental health and a lot of probably depression that's out there now, considering COVID.
Yeah, in general, because we people, we are social animals, so I think we need the contact with people. And for example, in my case as well, like, you are from here, but I'm from Spain. I haven't seen my friends, like, my Spanish friends or my family in almost 2 years. It's very difficult. So, like, you only have the contact through Zooms or calls, but at some point, that is not enough.
A lot of people are going online. I personally have just stopped dating altogether. I just don't
find it. Why did you stop?
Probably 6 months ago, I would say.
You just couldn't continue through the lockdown. You couldn't go through with the meeting and, you know, out and about.
Well, I think, like, the whole way that you meet people hasn't really changed. Like, the initial meeting hasn't really changed overall. It's just, like, the progression of relationships is a little bit harder, I'd say.
And how do you get to that position where you're in an intimate relationship if you can't touch, if you can't kiss? And if you do, you're in a bubble and you're stuck with each other.
Oh, I don't know. I think a lot of people probably break the rules, to be honest. Or I think it's also facilitated, like, a fast tracking of people's relationships. Like, I know some people who met maybe 4 months ago and now they're living together, so.
Really? So it was either make or break?
Yeah.
We work, we don't work?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
What would your ideal person be like?
Trustworthy, probably.
And you mentioned trustworthiness. Have you been shafted at all on social?
I think everyone's experienced that. It's a whole new way of doing things, definitely different than how our parents did in the past.